Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I cannot stress this highly enough. If you are in the projected path of this hurricane, you have to take precautions now.
Our concern is saving lives. And we've been saying this all day. The time is running out.
If you are in an area that is a mandatory evacuation zone, you must evacuate.
Or what? I guess the or what is the underscore here. We have in order the president, the mayor of New York, the governor of New York, all of the stern warnings about Hurricane Irene as the storm approached on Friday. Now, the controversy is, given the fact that the storm was nowhere near the storm, the forecasters, both the news media did twisting and turning the information around. All of the public officials decided to really go for it, and at the end, now the wonder is whether it was helpful to have all that advice, or was it just more overhyping the situation? It's a critical discussion because there's so much of it in almost every step, almost every day, with almost every instance of anything going on. There's this overhype. I guess that's the right terminology. The news media overdoing it. And then here, the government trying to once again inveigle itself into your life. FEMA's doing this and your local government's doing that. And I had phone warnings from the local government here. We had 40 or so miles an hour wind. Power was out for a while. But, okay, what about your experience? So there's a couple of different things here to probe at 800-510-8255 as we review the weekend Talk Radio Countdown Show on Mondays, at least part of it anyway. We spend an hour reviewing what happened last week, and now we look toward this week. But the discussion usually, even if it takes the whole week or is an important part of the week's discussion, is about conversations that have taken place over the weekend. So that's where we get started in this hour of the countdown. Doug Steffen here. We go to Jake Tapper on this week. Here he talks to George Will and Cokie Roberts and Rob Brownstein about the politics of the hurricane.
Politicians not taking any chances. This time, the past 24 hours have brought stern warnings, gruff admonitions, and confident assurances from city, state, and national leaders, haunting them all, the ghost of Hurricane Katrina, the hurricane that exposed mismanagement and weakness at the highest levels. George, you think we're making too big a deal of all this.
I have a home on South Carolina's Atlantic coast. I know that the Atlantic Ocean generates hurricanes, and they can be dangerous and unpredictable. That said, this too must be said. Florence Nightingale said, whatever else you can say about hospitals, they shouldn't make their patients sicker. And whatever else you want to say about journalism, it shouldn't subtract from the nation's understanding, and it certainly shouldn't contribute to the manufacture of synthetic hysteria that is so much a part of modern life. And I think we may have done so with regard to this tropical storm, as it now seems to be.
Cokie, on the other hand, you're a trustee of the organization Save the Children, and there are some big lessons that we learned as a nation, especially about children, after Hurricane Katrina.
About children and about old people, both, because a lot of the people who lost their lives in Katrina were people in nursing homes and hospitals, George, where they were getting worse because they weren't getting out. And what we have learned is that, you know, you do have to prepare for these disasters, and you have to prepare for everybody. And that means that shelters need cribs and diapers, and they don't have them, and ambulances need to have spaces for little children, which they still don't have. And when you're talking about a storm of these proportions, you really do have to take care. Even if it's a tropical storm, it's enormous. It's an enormous storm that can get people out of their homes and separate families. You know, 5,000 kids were separated from their families in Katrina. And the last one wasn't reunited until 6 months after that storm. And so you really have got to pay attention here.
And Ron, how a leader, whether it's a governor like Christie or a president, handles a crisis like this really does play a huge role in how the public perceives
it. No, I think that's right. I mean, look, there is an irresistible attraction between television cameras and rain. I mean, that is just...
Not just rain, any weather.
Any weather. Big things with, like, lots of colors on the map. But you're right. I mean, most of what government does is theoretical and even abstract to most people. And there are very few moments when the public gets to see an elected official, particularly an executive elected official, and judge whether they can handle the material aspect of just making the thing work. I grew up in New York City when John Lindsay could not clear the streets in Queens for 10 days after a big snowstorm, and he never really recovered. And certainly if you look at the polling from 2005, President Bush's approval rating dropped 4 or 5 points after Katrina, and he never recovered those 4 or 5 points. So both in terms of doing their job and trying to be ready for the worst case scenario, but also politically, it does make sense for elected officials to really be on high alert, even if it isn't always equally true for our friends in the media.
800-510-8255. So Hurricane Irene, an overhype, perhaps in some areas and perhaps not in other areas. Scott's listening in Virginia. You have a different view on it. Scott, please go ahead.
Yeah, like I was telling your screener, 21 people died in this storm. Whether you agree with evacuating or not, they probably did save some lives by doing it. And let's face it, an individual person is smart. Once you get them with a group of 30 or 40 people, they all turn stupid. So I think it was probably the right call. I don't know if it should be the government's decision to evacuate, but sometimes you have to they have to do that kind of stuff. So.
Generally speaking, the news hype, however, as it approaches the frenetic, wherever you are, I don't know if it was that way where you are. I'm guessing it was because where I was, it was just one after another piece and exclamation and, oh, my God, look out for this. It's the words, you know, it's almost like when they go to news school or meteorological school, they're taught, and I know this to be the case because I used to run a newsroom at a radio station in Boston, they're taught the words. Here are the words that get people's attention. Here are the words that either scare people.
Oh, yeah, themselves.
Right, that's exactly it. And so in that case, there were a lot of advertisers over the weekend who benefited greatly from the news hype. Most of the Lowe's and the Home Depots and the local hardware stores. I have a friend who runs a tractor supply outfit in the western part of the state. He got a call from Briggs & Stratton on Thursday asking if he wanted 80 generators to sell as soon as they could get them there. He said, yes, yeah, send them. They put him on a truck, brought him to his store. He got them at 8:30 on Friday. At 4 o'clock on Friday, he called them back and said, you got any more? They were all gone. 80.
Yeah.
80.
Yeah, and the I got a postcard in the mail letting me know that my insurance company was ready to help me if I needed it, and I'm like, well, you know, I'm 120 miles inland. I don't think I'm gonna be needing it, but I appreciate it.
Yeah.
So I mean, you know, like you said, and that's the kind of stuff. A lot of people got paid on it, and I don't know about that, but I mean, I don't think anybody should benefit from it. But at the same time, you know, it's their
the old forearmed is forewarned, or forewarned is forearmed, or whatever that was. All right, Scott, I'm glad you made it through. Thanks for the call. 800-510-8255. Before we pause, let's listen to George Will. Rich, have you got that one more time? The George Will. All right, hold on just a second. We'll have it for you in a moment. 16 after on the countdown.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
you're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so
big. At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom, the X key is missing. That's not important later, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
Hey, guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
How do I love evalues? Let me count the ways.
Member Nikita Barnett on the Sam's Club Labor Day Evalue Savings Celebration.
I love saving extra without the extra work.
Over $600 instantly off low Sam's Club prices. No coupons required.
And I love saving on the good stuff.
$200 off a 55-inch Samsung TV, $150 off a Dyson vacuum, and more. Not a member? Join August 31st through September 5th and save with evalues all year.
You'll love them.
Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Supplies are limited and may not be available on clubs. When I'm for membership, no rain checks.
A lot of this on Facebook. You can follow us at DougStephan.com and even get some of the archive. You want to hear what people have said heretofore about a particular issue, you can listen to many excerpts and sometimes entire hours right at DougStephan.com in the archives. 800-510-8255. We're talking about the hurricane, whether it was overhyped or not. Here again, George Will, who sort of sets what he's going to say up pretty well himself.
Florence Nightingale said, whatever else you can say about hospitals, they shouldn't make their patients sicker. And whatever else you want to say about journalism, it shouldn't subtract from the nation's understanding, and it certainly shouldn't contribute to the manufacture of synthetic hysteria that is so much a part of modern life. And I think we may have done so with regard to this tropical storm.
Synthetic hysteria. What a great term. George Will here on the Countdown. Now, Angie is up next on the Countdown. She's in Wilmington, North Carolina, pretty close to the epicenter of when things came on shore. It was near where you are, right, Angie?
It sure was. And honestly, as I was telling your guy there, that it was overhyped. My sister, I've been down here for years. I was here through Fran and Bertha and Floyd, and it was a little overhyped. My sister was completely freaked out by it. I told her on Facebook, I said, they hype you up to make you think it's Category 4. It's a Category 2. It's probably going to skim right past us. The only problem I had with this storm is it was way bigger than any storm I've ever seen. So I knew it would be hanging around a while, which it did. I mean, in my house, I had lots of wind, and I ended up for the first time out of all those hurricanes with roof damage, leaking. And as far as the thing about the generators, the 80 generators, you know, going out the door immediately, those people may not ever use those generators again in their life. But you know what? Whenever they need that generator, they're going to be happy that they did buy it.
They will use them again. They'll come up. I'm surprised you being where you are. You never had this experience before because a lot of them go into your area. 21 past the hour. More on this to follow here on the Countdown.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhindi and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, 23 after the hour, 800-510-8255. Looking around, there are a lot of floods. There is flooding, maybe that's the better way of putting it, in the present tense. If you go through northern New England, I'm looking now at a headline from MSNBC, flooding catastrophe. That's a word, catastrophe. Is that the word? Is that, if you're in that area, is that an appropriate word? West of the Connecticut River, western Massachusetts, western Vermont, and New York State really did have a lot of rain. Here where I am, Massachusetts, we had about 8 inches of rain over the course of the storm. A lot more than that in some of these areas. And, yeah, flooding catastrophe, though I'm not sure. Well, it depends, I guess, on how you flip the words around and what they mean to you. 800-510-8255. We've used the term overhyping and synthetic hysteria with this. From Meet the Press, David Gregory talked to Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, who thinks things aren't too bad in his state because FEMA was there to help and there were a lot of warnings.
What's your big concern as you're watching the storm move out of Maryland now?
Well, right now it's all about recovery and restoration. I mean, we have a number of trees that have fallen on power lines. We have a record number of families that are without electricity, over 800,000, David, throughout our state. But, hey, look, the good news is this. Because of FEMA's partnership, because people listened, we were able to avoid any big problems in terms of threats to public, to lives and to public safety. So Ocean City, I was on the phone with their mayor earlier today, and he had a great report. The beach actually looks pretty good. We've invested a lot of money into the dunes and protecting Ocean City. The boardwalk's in good shape, and Ocean City's going to be open come noon today. So that is great, great news. Now, in southern Maryland, a little harder hit than we had anticipated, and we're going to be digging out for a while.
Governor, I'm looking at some of the data here, expecting about 12 inches of rain when it's all said and done, and you've got nearly 800,000 people without power. What's it going to take in terms of how long before you get that power restored?
Well, we don't have an estimate on that yet, but I can tell you this, David. Before the big snowstorm, Snowmageddon, we had, or rather at the peak of it, we had about 300,000 people out of electricity. Today, as it stands right now, we have 100,000 out. So this is going to be a long effort, and we're just going to need to keep working at it. I do want to say, though, that the Craig Fugate and the people at FEMA, Secretary Napolitano and President Obama, they have been excellent. They've been with us since day one, and actually before the storm arrived, they were here, and it's worked really, really well. This is a much better FEMA than the olden days.
By the way, he's the governor of Maryland, a Democrat. Hooray for the Democrats. They saved the day. As can be said, you know, certainly George Bush didn't save the day when it came to Katrina. That's reality. Here's their radio host, Lisa Ann Walter, talking about people who feel the need to be in the middle of the storm, who refuse to evacuate, in fact.
What I think is interesting in terms of preparedness is the people who think that the good thing to do in any one of these big storms or disasters is go out in the middle of it. Now, we all heard the stories about the station fire out here where people refused to leave because their home was so important and they thought they could stand on the roof and hose their house down and that would save it from a giant fire. And no, it couldn't. And then you see their stories on I Survived and some of their other neighbors didn't make it out and some of our firefighters who had to come in and rescue their stubborn didn't make it out either. And that's what makes me crazy, is the people who refuse to evacuate, why? Why do people refuse to evacuate? Why is their stuff more important? That is just slightly less consternating to me than the people who actually chased the storm so they could go be in the middle of it. What does that say about this need for adrenaline? Part of it, I understand, it is in your DNA, especially men, because you were biologically imprinted to fight off the animals or our foes, and you have to get those little bursts of adrenaline here and there in order to still be the animal that you are, which is why you go and you do helicopter skiing, and it's why you do other, you know, bungee jumping and jumping out of planes. Like, you need that rush every once in a while, apparently. I don't get it, but apparently you guys need to have it. I don't understand it. This is just, seriously, camping is level one of the I don't get it. And then there's like jumping out of planes, which is the, okay, you like to do a sport that could kill you, don't get it. Then there's level three, my DEFCON 1 of I don't get it, is people actually fly into or stand on the docks and get swept off the docks because you got to be right in the middle of the hurricane, like just happened to the people that we saw in the video, who like 20 of them are out there going, oh, I'm in the middle of a hurricane, and then they drown.
Yep, I agree with that lady, they're crazy. 28 after.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh. True.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free Bic product when you buy any two. Mix and match pens, markers, pencils, highlighters, and correction tape. With a deal like this, you won't have to shop around. And you also won't have to hear,
Mom, I need more pens. Stat.
Or,
I just couldn't finish my homework, Mom. My pen ran out.
Or our favorite,
I didn't know I needed a number two pencil for that test.
Get a free Bic product when you buy any two. Staples. That was easy. In-store only. Free item must be of equal or lesser.
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi folks, Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg here for eFoods Direct.
In August, we're celebrating our 30-year anniversary in the long-term food supply industry.
To celebrate, the biggest sale ever, our most popular premier one-year food supply for 30% off.
That's 30% off of our Freedom Food Supply. You save $536 on each one-year supply. That's lower than 1981 prices.
If you ever thought about getting a year's supply of food, now is the time.
This whole one-year supply is a balanced selection of foods, and it all fits in the space of a washing machine.
You know you need your own food.
But time is running out. This 30% off sale for the best food on the planet ends Friday, August 26th.
Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/freedom. This sale ends Friday, August 26th. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/freedom.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Just to sort of review where we are here on the countdown, the hurricane and the hype. New York City subways running again. I was to go to New York today, and if I don't drive, I won't get there because there isn't a plane seat available. There isn't a train seat available. The fact that they all didn't run yesterday made it imperative that people had to get to New York or coming out of New York in any direction. You can't find a train seat going anywhere out of New York, whether it's in, out, forget about it, for the next 24 to 48 hours. Subways, trains, buses, everything. I have a friend that works for a major airline, and I was talking last night to her. They had canceled with most of the airlines all of the flights in and out of all the cities, Philadelphia, New York, Boston, and Hartford, and Albany, all those places basically shut down on Saturday night. But with the hurricane blowing out, we were really done with it yesterday by 4 o'clock. Between 4 and 5, it was over here where I am. I'm 26 miles to the west directly of Boston, and it was the wind died down. The sky was clearing. You could have landed planes easily anytime after 4 o'clock. And the sun was out in New York by 4 o'clock. So one wonders why they didn't go back to operations. They moved the planes out to nearby airports out of harm's way, but getting them back in, they didn't plan on doing it until this morning. So there's still a bunch of people who are backlogged when they could have been flying the planes back in. You just kind of wonder, all right, is there you make decisions and you base them on what you think the operation is going to be all about, but then there's not any flexibility because there are all kinds of union contractual rules and silly stuff like that, instead of just being able to say, okay, the flexibility here is I got a dozen planes that aren't ready, that aren't being used, we're ready to go, let's ship people that are standing by that want to go to Boston or New York, instead of jamming up the system, as is the case for today and probably for the next 3 or 4 days. There were a lot of stranded travelers who are waiting for flights to resume. I suggested, it's easy to sit and be a Monday morning quarterback, literally, but it does seem that you could have a little more flexibility in some of these things and act. The most successful companies, no matter what they're involved in, are the ones that can react, and that is react quickly. Act perhaps better than react. Here's David, another Virginian, with an observation. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, good morning, Doug. My observation is that all the reporters that are calling people that are stupid that are staying, for the reporters that are being stupid that are going in there. And this lady that you just had on, she wants to say that men and all this stuff. And, well, she's got a point, because normally you don't see women walking into those hurricanes and trying to say and stand there saying and reporting. And I think that's where part of the hype comes from, because they know that reporters are going to come there and they'll get on TV, the easiest place.
Yeah. I think the reference, by the way, for those of you who may not have heard it, there was a lady on that has a radio program named Lisa Ann Walter, and she referenced the people who refused to evacuate, the people who wanted to be in the middle of the storm, the people in those viral videos that were going around also on YouTube, who stood on the jetty as the hurricane was approaching, and then they got swept into the ocean, that kind of stuff is... We place so much focus, David, on fame. I'll be famous. I remember the story of a suicide, somebody who jumped off of a bridge somewhere, and the note they left, frustrating about, you know, when you look at the news value of this stuff, the only reason they jumped off the bridge was to become famous. There's a sickness in our society about attention, and in fact, the hype from the news media and the hysteria that comes from these—it's the same as these stupid reality shows that are on television. The mind-boggling, numbing stupidity of how people involve themselves in watching something like Schnooki and the situation—it is mind-dumbing. It is—it's just. No matter what your age, if you're interested in that sort of thing, and apparently a lot of people are, that says something about the whole intellectual coefficient of what is the wiring in your brain.
Well, it's the same with those reporters. Cause I watched something that was on viral, and the reporters calling these people, these young teenage boys, they were or young guys in their 20s, whatever. They were running past them in their shorts and showing their ass and all this stuff. Yeah. But yet, you could see he was getting blown sideways, and he's calling them stupid, but he's still standing there.
Yeah, well, maybe that was his job, and if he didn't do it, he would have gotten fired. Maybe you go back to the news editor's desk and talk to them about their sense of what's important and how to get the story. All right, David, good call. Thank you for your input. 800-510-8255. We're talking about Hurricane Irene. Here's Chris Wallace talking to Congressman Ron Paul yesterday, who doesn't think very much of FEMA.
You just heard Director Fugate talk about all of the things that FEMA is doing to help people in the path of Irene. But you talked a couple of days ago about that we should do things the way we did all the way back in 1900. Let's take a look at what you said.
FEMA is not a good friend of most people in Texas, because all they do is come in and tell you what to do and can't do. You can't get in your houses, and they hinder the local people, and they hinder volunteers from going in. So there's no magic about FEMA.
Congressman, you would really, at this point, do away with FEMA and all the things it's doing to help hundreds of thousands of people along the East Coast?
Have you ever read the reports that came out of New Orleans and all those wonderful things they did, giving checks to people who didn't even live there, sending in hundreds of millions of dollars worth of trailers that they had to junk because they didn't meet FEMA standards? No, it's a system of bureaucratic central economic planning, which is a policy that is deeply flawed. So, no, you don't get rid of something like that in one day. Matter of fact, I've had this position for a long time, and the people kept reelecting me, and I have a coastal district. But I've also suggested that there's different ways to finance this, too, because actually FEMA is in big trouble financially. Their flood program is about $20 billion in debt. So it's deeply flawed. But even back then, when I refused to vote for the bailout money, because we didn't have any money. I mean, this idea that government could just bail out everybody and vote for money. But I proposed that we save $1 billion from the overseas warmongering, bring half that home, put it against the deficit, and, yes, tide people over until we come to our our senses and realize that FEMA has been around since 1978. It has one of the worst reputations for a bureaucracy ever. I win elections because I fight for the constituents to overcome the bureaucracy. You can't imagine how many calls we get because FEMA's getting in the way and they can't get their checks, they can't get the bailout. Then these checks go to contractors, and the contractors and the people don't end up with the money. The contractors end up with the money. Sometimes a no-bid contract.
So
it is anybody who wants to defend this department and this agency, they have a tough argument to argue for.
So briefly, Congressman, I assume that if the administration comes, because as we say, FEMA's running out of money, it's the end of the fiscal year, and they may have a lot of costs right now. I assume if the Obama administration comes and asks for an emergency funding bill for FEMA, you're a definite no.
But where would the money come from? We don't have any money. What are you going to do? Go hat in hand to China and borrow the money? But I would consider what I just said, because I have precise beliefs in what we should do, and I want to transition out of this dependency on the federal government. But I would say, yes, Obama, you want $1 billion? Cut $2 billion, quit that war in Libya that is undeclared and unconstitutional, bring those troops home, save $2 billion, put $1 billion against the deficit, and yes, tide our people over.
All right, there's Ron Paul with his thoughts on FEMA, and I happen to echo what he's saying. As an adjunct to the essence of what really happened, radio and television, I thought listening around to the radio, and I know that I'm a radio guy, so this sounds like I'm hyping my own formatic reality. Yeah, I thought that most of the stuff, I was listening to some of the radio stations online in New York City, for example. The Internet made it pretty easy to monitor storm coverage as Irene came ashore. It was odd listening to stations in New York and to D.C., but these communities dealt well, their radio stations dealt well with the weather, and I wish the heck I was selling Sea Crane radios myself, because pretty much as the electricity went out, that would be one of the few things, one of the few really good radios that actually were working. At any rate, I'm looking at all of these comments and reviews. The hurricane that didn't fully deliver, described by somebody. There were anecdotal stories about battered beach houses, the fickle nature of extreme weather, looking at some of the other things, the homes that really... people build these homes right on the water. What do you expect? We're in a mess, said one lady whose home was on the water. Well, hello, what do you think is going to happen? A lot of pictures of a lot of trees. I have to tell you that between I am a farmer, as most of you know, in addition to being a broadcaster, and I have two different farms in the same community, the one where my home is, which is one activity, and the electricity was out there pretty quickly yesterday morning, and then another one around the corner that receives actually electricity from a different source. And between my home farm and the dairy farm where the milking operation takes place, there was a tree, a pine tree, probably 4 feet around that fell across the road. Once I went into the, I left this farm, went up there to check on things and do some work there. When I came back, I came out of the driveway and went down a little bit and the tree was in the road. So I had to turn around and go back. In order to get back to where I was coming from, I had to go around the long way. Well, I went up over the hill and there was another tree that was in the road, and the electricity from there's really a lot of strong current that goes through some of these high volume lines, 25,000 volts, that kind of stuff. And as the wires fell to the pavement, they burned a hole about a foot wide in the pavement before the electricity went away. There was a tree that came across the road. I went up. There was warning. Somebody put cones across the road. Danger, danger. Well, I don't know whether I was foolish, but I felt that it, I got out of my truck, I went over and surveyed the situation as to whether or not I could do something that would help people getting by, and I decided that I would, I went to the tree, and I put a chain around it, and I towed it out of the way, which is what would have happened in the old days with more of the farmers who are around. There aren't a lot of them left, but anybody who had, a pickup truck and a little common sense, you could help. Instead, the town says, stay off the roads. Don't touch anything. Don't do anything. We'll take care of it. So the town guy comes along, and he is the grumpiest, nastiest, angriest jerk that I can remember talking to. Yeah, get out of the way. Yeah, blah, blah. You know what? That's why people are like, they're talking the way they do. They so dislike government. I can remember when I was a kid, those guys would have been out helping everybody. They'd go into their yards and they'd fix the problems that were in the driveway in addition to picking up what was in the street and in the way. Today, nah, none of that. And it's basically this attitude of disrespect for those who pay you that gets people in the gut. That's why people like Ron Paul have so many people who are following what they're doing and supporting what they're doing because they are addressing these problems. It's 13 before the hour on the countdown.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free Bic product when you buy any two. Mix and match pens, markers, pencils, highlighters, and correction tape. With a deal like this, you won't have to shop around. And you also won't have to hear,
Mom, I need more pens. Stat.
Or,
I just couldn't finish my homework, Mom. My pen ran out.
Or our favorite,
I didn't know I needed a number two pencil for that test.
Get a free Bic product when you buy any two. Staples. That was easy. In-store only. Free item must be of equal or lesser value. Ends 9/3/11. There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
you're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big.
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom! The X key is missing. That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Call 1-800-864-4031. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-864-4031. That's 1-800-864-4031.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the master prostate formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it, Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now, free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now, 800-716-6520.
The Top Radio Countdown.
From coast to coast, the Talk Radio Countdown show continues.
800-510-8255. I think we have done enough in terms of the coverage of Irene, the conversation about Irene. Up next on the countdown, the Dick Cheney memoir and Colin Powell's reaction to it. He's on Face the Nation. And then George Bush is speaking about September 11th as a special on television airing and some of the remarks from him. So Dick Cheney and George Bush make a rewind visit, if you will, to the countdown just a few moments.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And we focus now on the former administration. Dick Cheney is all over the place hyping his new book, which didn't get very good reviews from Colin Powell, but then you wouldn't expect it to because Dick Cheney takes some pretty serious shots. And most people, if you know what Dick Cheney is all about, he's an angry, bitter, hostile old man. Who was a very interesting thing took place with him. I met him, had dinner with him once a number of years ago. I thought he was okay, liked his wife. But after they went to Halliburton, they changed. And certainly his presidency, many people thought he was in charge. His vice presidency was lackluster and anything other than anger and fear, which is pretty much what his stock and trade became. And he's still isolating himself. If that's what he wants for a legacy, so be it. But the anger and the hostility comes forth if you read any of the galleys from it. So as we sort of do what everybody else, this is something that's going to be all over talk radio this week for sure. Already has started to be. So we'll pick up an excerpt from CBS's Face the Nation, where Bob Schieffer asks Colin Powell about what he thought regarding what he knows about the book.
We want to talk a little politics and talk a little bit about this book that Dick Cheney himself said is going to cause heads all over Washington to explode. I guess I'd ask you, General, is your head exploding?
My head isn't exploding, and I haven't noticed any other heads exploding in Washington, D.C., and the explosive part of the book is what Mr. Cheney says is explosive, but from what I've read in the newspapers and seen on television, it's essentially a rehash of events of 7 or 8 years ago. What really sort of got my attention was this way in which he characterized it. It's going to cause heads to explode. That's quite a visual. And in fact, the kind of headline I would expect to come out of a gossip columnist or the kind of headline you might see one of the supermarket tabloids write, it's not the kind of headline I would have expected to come from a former vice president of the United States of America. Mr. Cheney has had a long and distinguished career, and I hope in his book that's what he will focus on, not these cheap shots that he's taking at me and other members of the administration who served to the best of our ability for President Bush.
So you just label them flatly cheap shots.
Well, yeah, they are cheap shots. I mean, several of the ones he tosses at me, you know, he takes great credit for my resignation in 2004. Well, President Bush and I had always agreed that I would leave at the end of 2004. After the election, I stayed on for three more months because I wanted to, and because there were some conferences that I wanted to attend, and because Dr. Rice hadn't been confirmed. So there's no news there. He says that I went out of my way not to present my positions to the president, but to take them outside of the administration. That's nonsense. The president knows that I told him what I thought about every issue of the day. Mr. Cheney may forget that I'm the one who said to President Bush, if you break it, you own it. And you have got to understand that if we have to go to war in Iraq, we have to be prepared for the whole war, not just the first phase. And Mr. Cheney and many of his colleagues did not prepare for what happened after the fall of Baghdad. And I persuaded the president to take the case to the United Nations to see if it could be solved without war. And if it couldn't be solved without war, we would have people aligned with us. Mr. Cheney went out immediately after the president made that decision and undercut it by giving two speeches to two veterans groups that essentially said he didn't believe it would work. That's not the way you support a president. Then he also says that, you know, I was not supportive of the president's positions. Well, who went to the United Nations and, regrettably, with a lot of false information? It was me. It wasn't Mr. Cheney. I supported the president. I support the president's decisions. I gave the president my best advice.
All right. So if you're interested, on NBC, there's an interview with Cheney tonight talking about this new book. As I pretty much underscored a few minutes ago, I couldn't be bothered. I think he's a jerk, and he's been a jerk for a long time. Meanwhile, George Bush on the television discusses in this show, the special where he speaks out, talks about the intelligence failures that led to September 11th.
At some point in time, in the immediate aftermath of the attacks, I thought about why didn't we know this. I knew we needed to figure out what went wrong and so to prevent other attacks, but I didn't want to start the finger pointing and, you know, say to our intelligence communities, you fouled up, you should have caught this, why didn't you know? My attitude was that we now have a job to do, and that is to go find these people and bring them to justice, and therefore we needed our intelligence community looking forward, not backward. There's a lot of speculation about whether or not Iraq was involved in the attacks or not involved in the attacks. As I recall, the first real discussions about Iraq and their involvement or potential involvement in the attacks took place on September the 15th at Camp David.
All right, so one of you or two of you or a dozen of you or hundreds or thousands of you are saying, huh? Why are these guys back on the radio? There it is, the cap on the hour. It's 59 after. I'm Doug Steffen on the... The American